but there is a hearing tomorrow night in Dover in a little room in the back. So I went, and I saw these big maps, and I saw my family farm, and it had big red on it. And I said, what does that mean? Oh, it's really nothing. It's just, it's property that we like. It's natural, it's beautiful, it has birds, it's on the water. So I said, okay, and then what does that mean? Well, we're going to have another meeting in Dover in Legislative Hall in 5 weeks upstairs at 7:30. So I just stayed on it. I went to that meeting. I was maybe one of four property owners. It was very impressive. It was very intimidating. We really couldn't speak. But the Open Space Council, and there were lawyers, and there was big debate, and environmentalists, and the Sierra Club, and they were, save it, and we can't have development, and we can't have this, and we can't have this. And I'm sitting there going, but that's my family farm. My family has had this for 200 years, and we have moved the logs out of the road when we've had a storm, and we've done shore stabilization, and we love it just as much as you do. And they said, oh, it's really okay. Then I hear that they're going to pass regulations, and it's not anything that we vote on. The public isn't involved. And they're going to regulate that we can't build on it. We have buffer zones. We have wetlands because we have a ditch that was a drainage ditch. It's now a tidal creek. Okay, now we have buffer zones on this, something that my father-in-law agreed to put in 50 years ago to help Mr. O'Neill next door, because I'm surrounded by farmers and poultry farmers. So all of a sudden I'm hearing this, and I'm not an activist, but I'm saying, there goes the family farm. There goes any value that we would ever have in this farm is now being regulated out in the dead of night, and I have no say about it. So I got together with some people, and we created a bill. And we went to Legislative Hall on the last day, and we talked to our government officials. And we said, you at least have to notify people that are in this state resource area or natural area. You have to notify them. You have to let them know what they're doing without, they have no knowledge of this. Our bill passed. It passed in the Senate. It passed in the House. Just notify the property owners. The governor vetoed it. So we start all over again. And I would just like to talk to the gentleman from Bethel, who's my neighbor, and I'm sure I would like him very much. When you talk about putting a grid on those properties up and down the Nanticoke and Broad Creek, those are your neighbors. Those are people that have taken care of the land, that care very much about the value of their property. And I challenge everyone in this room, if DENREC knocked on your door tomorrow and said, sorry, your house isn't worth anything anymore because it's a great water recharge area or an eagle flew over. Just, put yourself in my shoes for a minute. We need to have dialogue. It's not black, it's not white. It's not developers and greedy landowners. And then, people that just want to preserve open space. Open space is my family farm. When I hear that the state doesn't want to give Sussex County money if they don't do what they say, we're not giving you money, it makes me crazy. You are my government. I support you. You are representing me. And I appreciate a lot of what you have done. I am not here to scold you. I am here to say, listen to, there are all sides to this argument. Thank you very much for your time.
Took a little while, but we finally got there. I am Rich Collins. I'm executive director of the Positive Growth Alliance. I live at 28612 Cynthia Marie Drive in Millsboro. The Positive Growth Alliance works for prosperity, opportunity, a rising standard of living, property rights, minimal government interference in business affairs, and freedom for all. First of all, I'd like to think back 10 years ago when we first started this whole land use plan process. And lo and behold, the same five gentlemen were on the council. If I recall, we were told that we were facing an impending catastrophe, that people were soon going to be leaving the county because things were just so terrible.